At a recent conference at Barnard College in New York, women promoted a call to a motherhood movement. The women chided contemporary American culture for devaluing motherhood and childbearing, not so new. What was noteworthy about this particular forum was its success at bringing together women from across the political spectrum and breathing new life into an old debate. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
It's quite likely that over the past few months, you've come across some book or article or television program that talks about what the media has dubbed the mommy wars, the tensions that exist between mothers who work and mothers who stay at home, ranging from articles in New York Magazine or books like Sylvia Ann Hewlett's Creating a Life or Alison Pearson's I Don't Know How She Does It, a kind of Bridget Jones diary of a working mother. The decisions that women make and the hidden costs of those decisions have been part of an ongoing discussion in our society. At the Barnard Conference, Ann Crittenden, the author of The Price of Motherhood, Why the Most Important Job in the World is Still the Least Valued, put it in a nutshell. Young women take for granted the gains that women have achieved because they now have a decade or so before they are forced to confront the society's devaluing of motherhood.
We won up to, what I like to say is we won 10 or 15 years in women's lives where they don't find there is an obstacle. The new problem is when you have a baby. When you have that child is when these issues really hit you.
On a recent evening in a house in Brooklyn, a group of nine mothers, mostly middle class, most of them with very young children, are meeting in person for the very first time. They've been part of an email list created by one of the women to give each other advice and support. The Fort Greene section of Brooklyn is a neighborhood filled with children. In fact, the 2000 census says there is a higher percentage of children under the age of one than any other place in New York City. When you ask about the decision these women have made regarding work and family, conversation spills out easily. Here are Betsy Guttmacher, who is a working mom, and Liz Schnorr, who until recently stayed at home and started the email list.
I get to work. I work so hard. And sometimes it's great. And sometimes I go home and wish that I never had to go back. And I'm really interested in the whole concept of having it all and doing it all, which I think is poison for society right now.
The 3 years that I stayed home with Georgia were the greatest years of my life. They were angelic. It was beautiful. It was much more exhausting than going to work every day. And now that I've gone back to work, I've become one of those working mothers. You know what? There's no answer. You know, we're all wrong.
Jenny Douglas, another woman in the group, once worked for a television show and remembers telling coworkers right before her baby was due.
You think I could actually be home with a baby? I mean, gross. I mean, that would be so boring. Don't you worry. I'll be back in 2 months. And, you know, then I had this kid and I just felt this instant, this connection and this attachment that I could never have conceived of. And I remember just blurting out to my husband, Curtis, I don't care if we live in a teepee and eat hot dogs, I just want to be with my baby. I just had, you know, it was a total paradigm shift.
Discussions like these around the kitchen table have gone on for years. What was unusual about the symposium at Barnard College several weeks ago was that it called for a motherhood movement that would combine the gains of the last 30 years in women's rights with a new movement to give honor and support to mothers and to the work of nurturing children. The politics of the conference shattered many common notions of left and right. It brought together, on the one hand, the Motherhood Council at the Institute for American Values, a socially conservative think tank, and on the other hand, women like Kim Gandy, the current president of the National Organization for Women. It joined a liberal call for economic supports for women and parents with an attack on contemporary American culture that many religious conservatives might well support. The symposium featured historians, some of whom argued that the women's movement of the 19th and early 20th century had a better understanding than today's women do of how to combine and value private as well as public life. There were tensions in the meeting. The statement released at the forum attacked feminism, saying that the concerns of mothers were seen as outside the mainstream. Kim Gandy, the president of NOW, disagreed, saying that most of those tensions were created by the media.
I see individual tensions between women, but that's not a tension between the women's movement and motherhood.
One historian replied that all one had to do is look at the classic texts that women were writing in the 1970s to see that motherhood was denigrated. But Enola Aird, the director of the Motherhood Project at the Institute for American Values, said all of these tensions were not really about a war between women.
I think it's a tension that's in our culture. The whole culture drives us to value the work, the achievement, the speed, the money, and drives us to devalue the caring, the nurturing, the loving, the feeling. The whole culture does that. We're simply suggesting that the women's movement has not helped us as much as we would have hoped to equalize that imbalance.
Aird says the real conflict is not between work and family as much as between the culture and family, between what the Motherhood Project calls the money world and the mother world. Back at the house in Brooklyn, there was some discomfort with the notion of a motherhood movement. Sarah Chin, a mother of 10-month-old twins who teaches at Hunter College, asked, why should mothers be singled out? Isn't caregiving something we all should be doing? Why should being a mother or having children make a difference as to the kind of world one wants to inhabit? You hear it all the time, she said.
Oh, we have to have clean air for our children. Oh, so adults don't deserve clean air? We have to have good schools for our children. It's like, so adults don't deserve a community in which children are educated? You know, actually, everyone needs that. But I think children are such a hot-button issue that if you say we need blah, blah, blah for our children, somehow it'll fly. Whereas to say, well, actually, I'm a single person and I'm 40 and I don't have any kids. I don't want to have any kids. But, you know, I'd really like some decent health care. That's seen as selfish and illegitimate.
What did resonate with the Brooklyn women was the notion that the culture as a whole did not encourage a community of caring. Jenny Douglas.
We're all making individual choices, and we're all second-guessing ourselves. We're second-guessing each other. I have made the choice largely to be home with my kids, and that has felt like the right choice. But it's been agonizing. And I think, you know, what feels poignant to me is that I suspect this is the case with women who are working too. We're all kind of going it alone and making it up as we go, and there is some liberation in that, and it's also lonely.
If the call for a motherhood movement left these mothers uncomfortable, they joined the women at the Barnard College Conference in believing that the culture and the market had to be tamed, and that it was important to work toward creating a society and community where the decisions one made or were forced to make were not quite so solitary. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.